Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell the truth when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's roll. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, Hillary Clinton says it doesn't matter how bad Joe Biden is. And what you think doesn't matter either. She says, get over yourself and vote for the man leading the destruction of America. Right on. Number two, have you heard the rumors that overtaxing and raising prices is an effort to force old people out of their homes to make way for the illegals? Well, if you thought that could not happen, I have some very big and bad news for you. And number three, the border has become the defining issue of the 2024 election. Clearly, at least at this point in the conversation. With the images of illegals running over the border guards and ramming through fences just to get arrested and then released into the country is making the rounds. People know what's happening. It's outrageous. Hotels in New York City being used as staging areas for illegals to live. Airports converted into shelters, while cities like Denver say there's no more room at the inn and offering illegals bus tickets, plane tickets, and rides to the Canadian border just to get them out of there. It's all out there for everybody to see. Then when people hear about Lake and Riley being brutally beaten to death in the middle of the day on the campus of the University of Georgia, people begin to get scared. Suburban moms stop worrying about personalities and start worrying about their own safety and the safety of their own children. And when moms start to worry, you begin to see a shift in people's attitudes when it comes to the election. Headlines in Michigan on Tuesday included this. Shiawassee sheriff says three illegals arrested for soliciting children for sex. And this one. Oakland County sheriff warns the illegals are targeting high-end homes for burglary. This is Michigan, but it's happening all over the country. And when news spread about another young woman, Ruby Garcia, gunned down inside her own car before being dumped along the highway inside of Grand Rapids, Michigan, it all begins to pile up. And everyone's seeing now the crime and the chaos getting closer and closer to home. And with that drug border crisis consuming conversations across the nation, Donald Trump boarded his plane and headed to Grand Rapids to speak with the folks. I was with him there Tuesday as he was flanked by sheriff's deputies and other law enforcement members of Congress who say this ongoing destruction of our border, our security, and very possibly our future must be stopped. It must be stopped now. It is an existential threat. Here's the video Donald Trump opened with during his stop in Michigan that outlines the crimes being faced in this state. Listen. Do we have a bit of a jam there, I take it? Well, the video is very...
murder on Grand Rapids southwest side yesterday.
Armed and dangerous.
This is the parking lot where police responded yesterday to gunfire reports, and it is where they found 22-year-old Leah Gomez, who was pronounced dead right here at the scene.
A mom to a nearly two-year-old daughter with special needs.
Sledgehammer smashing through the jewelry cases.
It should be surprising, but it's not.
Great Lakes Crossing and Oakland Mall in Troy were hit by this crew, linked back to his cell from Chile in South America.
The Chilean gangs have been hitting us very hard. We have 100-plus teams in operation right now in America.
Police say Brandon Ortiz Vite used a handgun he bought illegally to shoot Ruby Garcia multiple times on Friday before leaving her body on the freeway and driving off in her car. Just an awful story, and he confessed that he committed the crime.
Stop Biden's border bloodbath. That was the message being broadcast by Donald Trump. And Donald Trump says when he returns to the Oval Office, job one will be securing the border and protecting America. Number one job. He said they would not be wasting any time in deporting those who came in illegally for starters. Here he is.
On day one, I will seal the border and will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in the history of our country. And if other countries say they won't take them back, we're not going to take them back. I will say that, here they come. You're just going to hold on to your britches, because here they come. They're coming back.
And so it seems that that's job number one, cleaning up the mess made by Joe Biden. And look, it was a small group of people, in the room, a very intimate setting, really. I was only 10 feet from the president during that entire conversation, right? Was not a big rally. He did go on to a big rally in Green Bay, but this was a bit different. And Trump said there is just one person to blame for the carnage on the streets of America and the crime and the out-of-control invasion. Listen.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
Yeah, right into our backyards. And that's why this becomes so important. You see, the deaths of Ruby Garcia in Grand Rapids has triggered an outcry that enough is enough. Kent County is one of those counties critical in America that decides who becomes the president in 2024, 2025. But as the Biden administration continues to claim the border is safe and under control, it seems they don't really know what's going on at all. They seem completely out of touch. How do I know that? Well, let me give you an example. John Kirby asked yesterday, has never heard of Ruby Garcia. Never heard of her. Can you imagine? Which is just sad, but then he rips Republicans for being on top of it. The nerve. Here he is.
John, there's another case of somebody who was in this country illegally, allegedly murdering a young woman, this time in Michigan. Her name was Ruby Garcia. Donald Trump is out there now calling this Biden's border bloodbath. What do you call it?
Well, first of all, while I'm not aware of this, the specifics of this case, I mean, that's just terrible news. And our thoughts and prayers obviously go to the family of Ms. Garcia. I mean, that's the kind of news no family ever wants to get, ever. And we would certainly defer to local law enforcement and investigative bodies to do the spade work that needs to be done to figure out exactly what happened to Ruby and to hold the perpetrators accountable for that. So why don't we let the judicial process play out here before we start making grandiose bumper sticker comments about what this says about the border. And
grandiose bumper sticker comments. Ruby Garcia's dead. You've never even heard of her. The illegal migrant crime wave is certainly not isolated. It's real. It's real, and it's not isolated to Michigan. It's a grass fire in a wind storm. But see, that's what happens when you literally let millions of illegals in and fail to vet the vast majority of them. It means you have violent criminals. It means you have opened the door to them, and you have no idea what each of them is capable of because you never checked, because you didn't care, you see. That's the situation we find ourselves in. That's why the message of the border is resonating so loudly with so many people, whether it's Lake and Riley in Georgia or Ruby Garcia in Michigan. These become local events. It may not all get covered by the national news media. In fact, much of it gets ignored. But local markets and local news stations and newspapers and radio outlets all focus on these things and talk about it, and people know what's going on in their neighborhoods. And again, when suburban moms get nervous, they change their idea about personality and they start looking for policies that will keep them and their children and their country safe. That's why the border has become such a pivotal issue in 2024 because of people like Ruby Garcia. Whether or not people in the administration have heard of her or not, you have. And the people of Michigan have. I'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes with one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look wave.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from accounts payable, dominating. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer, and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.com.